May the courage of Jesus be our strength as he leads us in new paths. Today he is sharing with us the very best ways to reach the destination of our heart's desire. This is such a strengthening and comforting message, heart dwellers. He began, "My daughter, my bride, my precious, how I long to speak to you on behalf of my heart-dwelling family. Not a moment goes by that I do not long to cradle them in my arms and comfort all their wounds, healing and forgiving all their shortcomings. Oh, so many of you are swept away by your sins, things from the past you still do not recognize, habit patterns that seem innocent enough, but yet are grievous to me. As you draw nearer to me, embracing me with great longing, I speak to your hearts and help you come to terms with these things that have not been recognized for what they are in your lives. There are so many things that are invisible to you, but quite visible to the enemy, who is constantly using them against you. But as you draw near, I can put my finger on things and bring them to your attention. As I do, I also endow you with the necessary graces to overcome these things in your lives. This is a war you are in, and it never lets up. One reason I counsel you to get adequate rest is that when you're tired, you are easier to draw into sin and to say and do things that in a more lucid state of mind you wouldn't say or do. Please do not resist me when I try to point out an area in your lives that is due for revision. I do not do this because I'm a hard and critical taskmaster, depriving you of certain pleasures. I do it because I know well how it will be used against you in the future, and I'm trying to prevent a train wreck. You have all come so far in drawing close to me, listening and hearing me, obeying me, even making life-changing revisions in your plans and future. With this, I am well pleased. But understand, I want to increase your territory, enlarge your sphere of influence, and garland you with new graces to tend to my sick body. But before I can do that, I must clean and strengthen, renovate your interior so that you have room for the new gifts and they're secured within a foundation of authentic, heartfelt, brotherly love, walls of obedience, and a roof of humility. Without this structure in place, the gifts can be washed away by the storms of life. Doors can be opened where the thief comes in to kill, steal, and destroy. When I elevate you to a new post, you are also assigned new demons by the enemy. As the saying goes, new levels come with new devils. Why, you ask me? Because you are now in a position to steal more souls from the enemy, to love more souls into the kingdom, to lead them to me. And so now you're a bigger threat and one that must be brought down. And how do they bring you down? Through your own sins. They are experts in martial arts. They use your own motion against yourself. The further you go in my kingdom, the more meticulous you must be with your behavior. What you view in the media, the music you listen to, where you spend your free time, how you manage your life to give me the time I need alone with you. Your priorities shape your future. What you put first and what you put last tells the whole story of the condition of your soul and how much grace you'll be capable of maintaining, or how much grace you will easily let slip from your hands because you're not walking in sufficient virtue to protect it. I know you, dear ones, much better than you know yourselves. I know how much temptation you can withstand before you give in to compromise and sin. I also know what in the long run will bring the true and lasting joy you seek. And you have given me permission to shape you. So I lead you along the path that will most efficiently and solidly bring you to your deepest heart's desire and destination. Sometimes it may seem that I am leading you in the wrong direction, but that is only because you do not see yourself clearly. You cannot just go from point A to point B. First, you must be cleansed of self-interest, vices, lifelong habit patterns that have held you back. For this reason, I allow you to fail and to fall, to bring you to your senses, so you can see for yourself the areas you are weak in, the doors you open, the demons behind those doors. Yes, I'm looking out for you, beloved. Please, do not fight against me. Do not resist what I call you to do. Rather, shoulder that cross and run the good race with it. For everything you feel I'm depriving you of, there's a blessing coming to replace what you gave up for love of me. Yes, for every sacrifice, there's a reward that will bring you closer to your dreams. It is not a sin to be weak. Merely declare, Lord, I'm willing to be made willing. It is a sin to say, Lord, I am not willing to be made willing. In that case, I leave you in the desert for a determined amount of time to experience the folly of your own choices. Then, when you're weary of yourself, I come and deliver you into a new life. So do not fear change. Do not fear the consequences of the changes I lead you into. Fear nothing but sin, and trust me. The more painful and insecure the change is, the greater benefits to your soul. You see, there are many things you cling to out of worldly wisdom. The very thought of letting them go is scary. But remember, I've put a net of grace beneath you, and nothing I ask you to abandon will be of any benefit to you in the future. And more likely than not, it will be in the way and prevent the blessings I have in store for you. When this fear grips you, reflect on all the life events and situations you called out to me to help you with. Reflect on my faithfulness and how well I resolved them for you and the many blessings that followed that time of crisis. Nothing I allow in your life is fruitless. Nothing is senseless. You just don't see the necessity of that event for the good of your soul while it's transpiring. But hindsight is always 20/20. In the weeks, months, and years that follow, you will begin to see what benefit those events were in your lives and how I turned something tragic into something good. I never take anything from you that I do not replace with something better, because I love you and positively hate to see you suffering. I love to bring joy and blessings into your life, but in order to have those, I must make room for them. This now is a season of making room for new beginnings. So I call out to you, the love of my heart, to hearken to these changes and embrace them, trusting me that I will never lead you into deep waters without teaching you how to swim. You are my treasure, my very great treasure, and the joy of my heart. Allow me to enrich you, dear ones. Follow me in complete abandonment and trust.